You're listening to SBS News.
On the steps of Sydney's Town Hall, a performance of Australian South Sea Islanders is telling the story of a community's resilience, but also shining a light on a grim chapter of Australia's history. The colonial-era building is playing host to a raising of the Australian South Sea Islander flag for the first time. August 25th marks Australian South Sea Islander Recognition Day. It's the date in 1994 where the Commonwealth Government officially recognised the ASSI community as a distinct cultural group. In the mid-1800s, more than 62,000 Pacific Islanders were forcibly taken or tricked into coming to Australia to work on plantations in Queensland and New South Wales, a slave labour practice known as blackbirding. Vanuatu High Commissioner to Australia, Samson Vilvilfare, says it's important to make sure this era of Australian history isn't forgotten.
We need to understand that our people are here, that our history did not start yesterday. Our history started 175 years ago, and that they should be, Australian South Sea Islanders should be integral part of that Pacific step up in ensuring that not only they are reconnected with their families back home, but we can also bring their expertise to our Pacific Island countries.
Their descendants, like Sydney councillor Imelda Davis, are calling for their history to be properly recognised. Her grandfather, Moses, was kidnapped from a Vanuatu beach when he was just 12 years old.
It's a huge impact because we keep reliving the generational trauma of that narrative. Unless such time we start to share this history and speak truth to the history, you know, we're going to have constant issues around health and well-being and mental stability.
Australian South Sea Islanders say they too should be acknowledged and part of the consultation process when it comes to the Uluru Statement from the Heart. Community leaders say a broader conversation is needed. The 2017 petition by Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander leaders seeks to change the constitution as a way of improving the representation of Indigenous Australians.
If we're truly talking about Uluru's statement from the heart and leaving no one behind, then what does that look like for us as kin, as bloodline, as those that slaved alongside our First Nations families that were put under the same acts and atrocities and still surviving through resilience today? Here we are, Sydney Harbour, Port Jackson, ground zero for so many First Nations and South Sea Islander communities.
Miss Davis was there speaking shortly before the ASSI flag was raised at Sydney's Australian National Maritime Museum. The harbourside location holds special significance for those whose family history is tied up with slave labour. Samson Vilvilfare says this shared history cannot be ignored and that members of community need to work together.
Well, I think today is a very emotional day for all of us. It is a dark history that we have, but I'm always optimistic that we can turn something that is dark and negative into something that is positive. And I think it's so important. My message is that we all need to work together. We must work together. We must collaborate together. And most of all, we must listen to each other in making sure that we move forward this agenda.
The assembled crowd is hoping the raising of the flag marks a new future, a poignant moment almost two centuries in the making.
Go!
Nathan Lytle, SBS News.